Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From the Coin Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon, this is Your Weather Weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
All right, well, good morning to everyone. This is meteorologist Joseph Dames. You're listening to Your Weather Weekend. I am running solo this week, so we will keep it pretty tight, and I won't go off on any tangents, and it's just going to be my voice, of course, so I'll try to get straightforward, and we'll get to that weekend forecast coming up. Before we get there, if you checked out our podcast on Monday, you already know that Kelly's gone on vacation. I had done the podcast on Monday with my coworker Ian Costello, and that's a great one. You can still check that one out. It's still relevant. Of course, this is going to focus more on our weekend, but wow, we had a cool day this week on Tuesday. We had clouds for most of the day, temperature only at 72. Think about this. There's been some mornings this summer where our temperatures were at 72. Just to have an afternoon high in the 70s, lower 70s at that, it was the coolest summer day that we've had afternoons for sure, going back to when summer started on June 20th. We did have a few other 70s this summer, but nothing down in the lower 70s, and it was tough to even reach the lower 70s. Most of the day, temperatures were in the 60s. So it was definitely our coolest summer day. And we've had some clouds. We've had temperatures, you know, pushing around average. But as we start to move towards the weekend, I think that the temperature is going to drop again. And we're going to have maybe a cooler weekend, a nice weekend, though. So I can't wait to tell you about that forecast. Models have been kind of bouncing all around. We've had wildfire smoke kind of in and out through the week. Not really here in the valley. The valley's been pretty clear, but central and eastern Oregon, you folks there have been dealing with a little bit of wildfire smoke. Now I want to take time to say that your weather weekend is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green. Wildfire season is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires. Cars, ATVs, and other motorized equipment are a leading cause of wildfires, so follow these safety tips. Check to see if equipment use is restricted in your area. Use gas-powered equipment early in the day. Use a weed trimmer with a plastic line. Operate ATVs on established roads and trails and park on developed surfaces. And make sure your ATVs and equipment have spark arresters. You can learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. All right, I have a great weekend event going on. We'll get to the weekend forecast, of course, but you know, we had a couple chilly days. I have another one in the forecast on Friday, but I have an event this weekend that I think you'll enjoy. It's an event that I was pretty passionate about. It's down in McMinnville, so let's go talk about that. All right, I just want to preface that in this interview, I'm probably going to talk up the community of McMinnville. Last week in the Your Weather podcast with Kelly, she asked, where's the one spot you would take family and friends if they were coming to Oregon for vacation? I mentioned McMinnville is one of those locations. I think it's a delightful downtown and wine country, antique shops on the way out towards the Oregon coast. If you just keep on heading west, it's just tucked in right there. It's beautiful. So let that be the introduction to Dave Rucklows, who's the executive director of the McMinnville Downtown Association. Today, I want to talk about the McMinnville Dine Out side event that happens through the remainder of this summer for the weekend. It's a great event. Dave, what can folks expect during, you know, this time of the summer if they're going to head out to McMinnville for this?
We have right now 30 restaurants and tasting rooms that are participating in the Dine Outside. And those are all food and beverage facilities that are all on 3rd Street. So 5 continuous blocks of the ability to eat outside, enjoy the great weather, and enjoy just the feel that the vibe of McMinnville gives you, which is great.
How do people, you know, how do they get involved with it? Do they just show up to downtown McMinnville and try to find a spot to eat or to enjoy, or do they have to sign up online? What's the process?
The best thing to do is, if you know where you want to dine, is to contact that particular restaurant or tasting room ahead of time. A lot of people obviously arrive here without set plans, and certainly walk-ups are accommodated where they can be. But we've been very busy this summer, even in the midweek, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. The dine out obviously starts on Thursdays. So, you know, we've expanded it, which last year we just did it 3 nights of the week. This year it's 4. And yeah, so you're welcome to come and stand right up and go to the front of the line and see what you can get. But if you can't get there, I definitely would recommend people contacting their restaurants directly.
Kind of taking a step outside of everything. You know, you mentioned Third Street. If you've never been to McMinnville, it's such a beautiful place. It's probably one of my favorite communities, I think, in Oregon, since I moved out here about 6 years ago. And I just, something about McMinnville I really appreciate. So Third Street, that's kind of the heart of downtown, right?
It really is. It's the historic district of McMinnville. It was created in the late 1800s. A lot of the buildings that are downtown there are still standing from back in that era. What you really see is you're kind of captured in a point of time that really takes you back to the good old days of what a real downtown Main Street was like. And with, I think, the tree cover really creates a canopy of shade and relaxation on the streets. So it's made the experience of dining outside really enjoyable.
You know, it makes me excited that you had to add another day, which means it seems like it was popular and it was busy. And with everything going on, you know, around Portland, we have coronavirus rules and restrictions, and being outside just feels good. You added that day because it was busy, right?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, last year, the whole concept, like so many communities, was born out of a need to expand the footprint of our restaurants, food and beverage establishments, to give them some sort of chance to be able to do business because there were so many restrictions for indoor dining. And so it was highly successful last year. Obviously, it wasn't driven by as much visitors last year as it was our local residents because of the restrictions, you know, and recommendations relative to travel. So it was a big deal. And I think when we looked at it and noting that the restaurants again took a hit early in the year, there was a little question we weren't going to do it again. And then when we considered doing it again, we said, hey, you know what? We're seeing more and more people here during the week. Let's add another day to that, to the event. And sure enough, it's been very, very successful.
Can you just talk about some of the variety? You know, I'm sure you have some breweries, you know, fancier restaurants, Italian. I mean, what's some of the variety that you have to offer?
So I think that's a good question because the mix here is very, very broad. So you could be getting something that has more of a, you know, kind of food to go type a feel to it, or you could be fine dining. And certainly we have a number of fine dining establishments down there. One of the big expansions this year is we've had 3 or 4 tasting rooms open on Third Street in the last 6 months. So now we have even more opportunity to experience the wines of the Willamette Valley and the AVAs around this area. So it's very, it's a tremendous mix. There's something you do beforehand or after. And of course, we still have a good mix of retail down there, which allows shopping experiences for boutiques and the like.
You know, I was mentioning to you that I think this time of the year is probably perfect for getting out and dining outside, as it's been pretty hot this summer. But I think as we kind of wrap up August and go through September, since this event goes through September, that we might actually have some really beautiful weekends to enjoy, this type of thing outdoors. So. Can you speak to how much time is left?
I think you hit it on the nose. I think we're entering that zone, which is the perfect time of year to be able to enjoy dining outside. Obviously, like you mentioned, it's been a very unusual year in that it's been so hot, and that has impacted things at times. But just before jumping on this podcast with you, I looked at the weather and the long range forecast, and I was like, here we go. Now we're getting into that low 80s, that perfect spot where, you know, you just can't help but love being outside and being able to have the opportunity to dine outside. So we see the weeks ahead being real favorable for activities here in McMinnville, and we're glad to be able to extend it out all the way through September so that people could have additional time to be able to experience it.
You know, when people are coming down there, you mentioned that there's some locations where they can do some shopping and things like that. Is there any other events, or is there music, or is there anything kind of paired through this time frame that folks can maybe get a whole day affair out of?
Yeah, there's a number of restaurants here and tasting rooms that are sponsoring music on Third Street. So you'll see that type of activity going on most weekends. We culminate everything the end of September on the 24th through 26th with our UFO festival. And that is going to be a little bit abbreviated this year, as we won't have the typical parade we've had in the past, but McMinniman's is involved in sponsoring it, as they always are. They'll be at our Big Ten on the street with live music. And again, there'll be the costume contest, both for humans and for pets as well. And our vendors will be there on the street, as well as dine out. So we'll be really wrapping things up with a big celebration on that particular weekend in September.
If people want to check it out online, is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, you can go to www.macdowntownalloneword.com. That's the Downtown Association's website. And you can click on Dine Outside, and it'll give you all the participants and also just give you a feel for what it's like with our gallery of photos and things of that nature. You can also go to visit McMinnville.com. They too are big promoters of this initiative. And so either site is a good place to go and see what it's about.
Well, yeah. I appreciate your time. I have nothing else. So appreciate it, Dave. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Well, it seems like there's no better time to get out to McMinnville for this Dine Outside event, especially heading into this week in beautiful weather. Dave, thank you so much. Let's get to that weekend forecast. It may be the weekend that you think about adventuring over towards McMinnville. Why not?
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from Coin6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch Coin6 News at 10 on Portland CW. It's our award-winning newscast, 1 hour earlier at 10 o'clock. A full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family from the news team that's watching out for you. Plus, Portland's most accurate forecast certified by WeatherRate from Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach. See why more people are switching to Coin6 News at 10 on Portland CW. Watching out for you.
Hello, Coin6 News anchor Emily Burris here. We know your mornings are busy, and we want to help you be in the know as you head out the door. That's why the Coin Podcast Network is bringing you a brand new podcast called The Daily Six. Every weekday, we'll bring you the day's six biggest headlines in a quick and concise report, on demand and on your schedule. So check out the Coin Podcast Network on coin.com or have The Daily Six sent directly to you each day by subscribing to the Coin Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, so obviously that is an event that you can take advantage of here for the remainder of summer and for September. It's just dining outside in McMinnville, but honestly, it's such a fantastic place. And if you have the opportunity to get down there, tons of stuff going on. Go enjoy that. This weekend, you may want to do something like that. It's going to be a weekend where I think we can be outside, and not just for like a few hours because it gets too hot or sunny, but you could be outside for a good chunk of the day, like a majority of the day, and you'll feel comfortable and you won't have to really worry about extreme temperatures or anything like that, especially here in the valley. It may be a little cooler for the coast, maybe a little bit warmer for central and eastern Oregon, but in the valley we have a really nice weekend forecast. So Friday's going to start off cool with some clouds, and then I would expect clouds in the forecast on Saturday and Sunday as well, especially for the morning hours, bringing in more sunshine as we kind of get into the afternoon and we see those clouds dissipate. So if you want to stay cool and you want some shade and you want to get things done, you have to maybe, you know, do some yard work. I mean, yard work is kind of strenuous. You're doing some things in the garden. Or maybe you just want to get out to the park and run around with your dog. Like, those things can get you going and get you a little bit warmer. You can do them in the morning, and it's not going to be bad. I actually have temperatures warming up to the upper 70s for Saturday and Sunday. Now, I just want to note that weather models have been bouncing around, but the overall trend is that we're going to stay kind of cool and below average as we head through the weekend, definitely on Friday. So if you're setting off anywhere on Friday, it's going to be cloudy and it's going to be cool. But Saturday and Sunday here, it's going to be a really nice weekend, as I mentioned, probably in the upper 70s. Of course, I'm always in on the weekend and on Channel 6 for COIN. So if there's any major updates to the forecast, like just a swing in the forecast, I'm going to have it. And you could tune in and I'm going to post stuff on social media as well. But I am not anticipating any large surprises we head into the weekend. I still expect temperatures in the upper 70s, maybe a light breeze, some sunshine. Again, just outdoor weather. So if you have any sporting events with the kids, you want to just go out to wine country for a little bit. Again, go over to McMinnville. Hey, maybe you just want to do some light traveling around the area. You need to run to the stores, get some errands done. The temperature is going to be in the mid to upper 70s for the afternoon. I don't expect us to get much warmer than that. I mean, some locations are even fighting to get to the upper 70s. We'll have to watch Sunday. Sunday may bring in a little more heat, but you know, that transition from the cool air on Friday and heading into Saturday, temperatures just don't seem like they're going to get too stressed out as far as like pressing us with plenty of heat and we need air conditioning. I mean, I think this is a really great weekend to just have the windows open, let some fresh air kind of get in because we've been kind of closed off, you know, trying to keep that warm heat out. And it's been nice this weekend. We call this this week an affordable weather because you don't have to run the AC. You can just kind of let nature handle that business. So I think it's going to be a great weekend for that. I think I'm just going to wrap it up right there. Nothing crazy going on. I'm not expecting a lot of rain. We may get a couple drops on Friday, but the weekend so far, the forecast is looking dry with some sun breaks and temperatures in the upper 70s. Enjoy it. I think we have some warmer air coming on the way, so really enjoy this weekend. All right, before I take off here, I do want to say, as always, we want to thank our partners at Keep Oregon Green. We've been talking about wildfires and wildfire season. We all need to do our part. To find out more, head to keeporegongreen.org. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires.